Welcome to the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. We're checking in with Heidi Woolhams, the head volleyball coach at Newton High School, as we get to embark on another season here, Heidi. First off, had a few practices now. How things been going?
Pretty good. We've had a great turnout this summer for all of our open gym times, high school camps, and it's been fun getting into the swing of things this first week of practice.
Who are your key returners this year?
Key returning players for the varsity volleyball team are, number one, Isabel Rollins. She was an honorable mention all-conference pick as a setter last season. She brings experience, she brings confidence, and she's a great competitor. Addie Ratcliffe returns as a middle hitter. She's playing with confidence and power coming in the 2025 season, which is really nice to see. You see them jump into that senior role, and it just some of them, that just comes right along with it. You know, a little more power and a little more confidence every time. Rounding out our returning players are Emmy Gross. She's our last varsity letter winner that's returning. She's a solid middle hitter for us.
And as far as some new additions to the team that you might see contribute?
Yes, we had six seniors graduate last year.
So we have lots to replace.
Yes, we have a lot of stuff that we're working with replacing. So to start off, that was Morgan Frey. She's a returner from last year's varsity roster. She's a powerful outside hitter. She's ready for her turn to shine. She sat behind Delaney Woolhams and Macy Lampe last season on varsity, but she was an all-around player on our JV team and was the top go-to girl for our JV team. Ellie DeVries is a sophomore middle who is adding some height and quickness to the mix. We talked a lot about seeing some of those younger kids that have some height.
She's
one of them.
I remember a few conversations about that last year. Yeah,
she's one of our 5'11 girls,
okay,
so almost 6 foot for us out there on the court. It's nice to see those long arms and legs out there. Cameron Klein is also a sophomore. She's shown great ability on the right side for us. She's the type of kid that you can literally have a conversation with on something that you need her to do, and the next play, she's done it. So it's pretty amazing to watch. Watch her out there. She's an athletic and fun kid to watch. We have Jasmine Rivera and Addie Sibula. They're also sophomores. They'll be putting their talents to work on the outside along with Morgan this season. It's a big jump from ninth grade to the varsity role, but they're adjusting wonderfully to that. We have multiple DS players. We always talk about our shorter ones, right, who are out there. They're very versatile, and what I love about that group of kids is they're so willing to plug in wherever I need them. You might be in the middle of this rotation. Next match, you might be playing left side or right side, and they don't ask questions. They just pop in there when I need them. Their names are Faith Rothy, Quincy Davidson, Liv Bell, Marissa Schiebel, and Sophie Greer. And then closing out as a backup for us is Emerson Ray this season. She's another sophomore kid. So lots of that sophomore group coming up.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You mentioned Sibyl there. Hopefully she'll have as good success at volleyball as she did. Did you see her out on the soccer field?
Yes.
That was amazing. She hadn't done anything.
Exactly. She. What's really funny about that connection there is my husband Wayne and I coached Addie Sibyl at the Y League way back when she was like 5 or 6 years old, and she hadn't played since then. And she never played goalie, you know, and she went out there and she did fantastic. She's an athletic kid. She's a competitor. I kind of joke that she doesn't think too much because it's a great thing. She just reacts. She just plays.
Yeah.
She's just an athlete. Doesn't get in her head, and that's a huge thing.
Yeah, when you can just react, that's just a natural player instinct.
Yes, yes, it's amazing.
You also mentioned Delaney Woolhams, of course, your daughter, not going to be on the team for first time. How's that for mom? Different coaching now? Is it different?
It is very much different. Yeah. It was probably one of the most rewarding and challenging portions of my coaching career. I wouldn't trade it for the world, of course, because we had so much valuable time together. Still go home, still talk volleyball with her, still get her perspective on things, more on the coaching side of stuff. And Randy, you'll have to think of us because we move her into Iowa State.
I was going to ask you what she was doing.
So the emotional mess that I'm going to be, it's here in a couple days. I'm kind of in denial that we're getting there, but it's close.
Yeah, it's close. It's just up the road there a little
bit. Yeah.
Did you happen to lose any players with the switch to tennis showing up in the fall?
We have one dual sport athlete this season, which is Morgan Frey. So, by the way, if you cover tennis stuff.
Yeah, she won her championship the first round.
She did. Out of the singles tournament, there were 14 competitors, and she came out first on top of everything. So she's that only kid that we have that's balancing both. That's jumping between the volleyball court and the tennis court. And she's the kind of kid that can do it because she is very determined. She's very organized. She's very on top of things. And those are all important things if you're going to be successful in one sport, let alone two at the same time.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot to juggle, isn't it?
Absolutely.
As a high school kid,
it is.
So.
Well, a good start for the first. Hopefully
she
keeps that going,
keep it up,
you know,
through
both of our seasons.
What about what are going to be the strengths of this team, you think?
I think the biggest thing with us is we have great attitudes right now. I've been so happy with just like the faces. I mean, the look on their faces and how they come in ready and willing to do anything that I ask them to do. We're a young team. You know, like I mentioned, we lost a lot of varsity people, but they're so dang coachable. They're in the process of creating who they are as a team and who they're going to be for years to come.
And the challenge is to have that same look at the end of the season on their face.
Oh, yes. That's what you hope
after all those games and matches and everything.
The ups, the downs. Yeah, the lefts, the rights. You just hope at the end, you know, you're still have a positive, positive impact going.
And Little Hawkeye Conference is always tough. Kind of your outlook there.
Yeah. I basically have, you had sent a thing to me asking who's looking tough this year. And basically my always answer is who is it, you know? You need to approach each match with a clean slate. You got to control your controllables. And we got to play to our strengths throughout this season.
Okay. Well, appreciate your time today. Look forward to talking to you throughout the season, and good luck.
Absolutely. It's great to see you, Randy.
Yeah, nice to see you, too. The first competition this year for Heidi Woolham's team is the Newton Early Bird Invitational. So right at Newton High School. That'll be on Tuesday, August 26th. Heidi Woolham's, the head coach of the Newton volleyball team, joining us on today's Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. I'm Randy Van.